Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Back on American soil.
I'm incredibly grateful to be home.
Beating the holiday rush.
We were nervous, but so far it seems like it's okay.
Judge to Women Defamed by Giuliani.
Go ahead and try and get your money now.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 10 Americans held by Venezuela are back in the U.S. now after a high-level prisoner swap. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says they were freed in exchange for a close ally of Venezuela's President Maduro.
Among those freed, Avan Hernandez from Los Angeles, who'd been detained since March 2022.
It was probably the most difficult thing I've ever been through. It was a struggle every day.
Venezuela also agreed to extradite Francis Leonard, widely known as Fat Leonard, a defense contractor who'd been awaiting sentencing for orchestrating the U.S. Navy's worst corruption scandal in history, which he bragged about during a podcast in 2021.
Everybody was in my pocket. I had them in my palm.
While under house arrest in California, he cut off his ankle bracelet to flee the country and was apprehended in Venezuela. As part of the deal, President Nicolas Maduro's government also agreed to release 20 political prisoners and an opposition party leader to begin paving the way for fair elections next year. In exchange, the U.S. sent back Alex Saab, someone close to Maduro, accused by U.S. prosecutors of money laundering.
Millions of us have begun the holiday push on highways and at airports to get to that holiday destination. CBS's Chris Van Cleave says experts indicate this travel period could shatter records.
We decided to fly a little earlier this year, not cut it so close, fly a couple days early.
The airlines expect more than 39 million passengers during the two-week winter holiday, up 16% from last year.
We think it's going to be another record.
United CEO Scott Kirby.
Unless there's really, really bad weather, the holidays will go well across the board, both at United and for the industry at large.
We've seen dramatically improved results compared to a year ago.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
I've seen the airlines step up after we put a lot of pressure on them last year.
The holiday may be anything but a delight for drivers. AAA expects nearly 104 million will hit the road this year. Liliana Ramos is heading from L.A. to the Bay Area.
A lot of drivers that are not taking really good precautions. We just saw a car hydroplane and smack into the island.
Lawyers for former President Trump say the Supreme Court should not decide right away about whether he can be put on trial for trying to overturn the 2020 election results. The special counsel has made the push for a ruling on possible immunity. At the southern border, officials say there has been an increase in illegal border crossings in recent days, and some law enforcement people in Texas are questioning the new law set to take hold in March that looks to arrest and charge migrants. Maverick County Sheriff Tom Sherber says that will sap manpower.
To process one individual, just any kind of a crime or whatever it is, takes about 45 minutes, just one person. And we're talking about a whole bunch of immigrants.
The government's looking to make it tougher for big tech companies to use data from kids to make money. CBS's Jolene Kent says the FTC is proposing sweeping new privacy safeguards.
Under these proposed changes, digital platforms would by default be responsible and required to turn off targeted ads to kids under 13 years old. And they would be prohibited from using certain data to send kids push notifications or those nudges that you see to encourage them to keep using their products. Now, companies would have to get verifiable parental consent to share most information about kids with advertisers or other third parties.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings, or the midnight munchies. Yeah. You know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
A federal judge has ordered Rudy Giuliani to pay the $148 million he owes to 2 former Georgia election workers immediately. They won a defamation case against him last week. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Plaintiffs in this case may still have to go to court to enforce their judgment against Rudy Giuliani. But what the judge is saying in no uncertain terms is that Rudy Giuliani has not shown that he can't pay and that he has shown a propensity to try and hide his assets.
The 2 women are taking additional legal action looking to bar Giuliani from continuing to repeat the lies he spread about them following the 2020 election. 71-year-old Glenn Simmons is the longest imprisoned inmate in this country to be exonerated. An Oklahoma judge did that yesterday. He spent just over 48 years in prison. Simmons was released in July after prosecutors determined key evidence at his murder trial was not turned over to the defense. He always maintained his innocence. Honda is recalling 2.5 million vehicles in the 2018 through 20 model years because a fuel pump failure could cause the engine to stall while driving, Accords, Civics, and CRVs included. In the auto industry, a safety deadline was met this year.
20 car makers promised to have automatic emergency braking on 95% of their vehicles by this year, and they made it. That technology automatically brakes to avoid crashes.
We've documented pretty thoroughly that AEB is helping drivers avoid crashes. It's preventing injuries.
Next step, says David Zuby of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, is to make the systems better detect motorcyclists and better detect pedestrians at night. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A federal judge has blocked a California law that would have banned carrying firearms in most public places in the state, ruling that it violates the Second Amendment, but the court fight about it is not over. The law was set to take effect the 1st of January. In war-torn Ukraine, Christmas comes 2 weeks early.
Rejecting the Russian Orthodox Christmas date of January 7th, this year Ukrainians will celebrate on December 25th. This isn't anti-Russian propaganda, this priest says. It's important that we have our own separate Christmas. Yes, I'll be celebrating with my family on the 25th, this soldier says beside him. His comrade says, I'll be celebrating both dates in the same place, in the trenches. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
That holiday recording from Frank Sinatra has hit Billboard's top 20. The last time a Sinatra song reached that high was 56 years ago. Jingle all the way.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The U.S. is out with an invitation to the world as it aims for the moon.
NASA and the White House want an international astronaut to join Americans on a future moon landing.
We will establish the first lunar base camp and the first station in lunar orbit. All of this in collaboration with our allies and partners.
Vice President Kamala Harris talked about the need for global cooperation at a meeting of the National Space Council.
Our duty as nations must be to work together to make that opportunity real.
NASA heads back to the moon for the first time in decades in 2025. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Wells Fargo has become the first major lender to have a unionized workforce. It was a 5-3 vote in favor of joining the Communications Workers of America at the branch in Albuquerque. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.